with a message from God's Word, here's Charles Stanley.
God has designed a plan for all of our lives, and that plan is the very best that an omnipotent, all-loving God could possibly design. Now, if I want His best, I will find out what that design is for my life, and then I will follow it and obey Him at every turn. If I don't care, if I don't want His best, I'll try to figure out something that I think is better for me than what He's figured. And I think all of us know that that would be very unwise, and yet that is exactly what most people choose to do. They decide they know better than God. Now, if He designs a plan for our life, then He also will equip us and enable us and gift us with whatever is necessary in order to make that plan a reality or make it possible. It wouldn't even be in keeping with the character of God to say, this is what I want you to do with your life, this is how I want you to live your life, and then not equip us or gift us to do it. So that when I think about how people fail in their life and how they fail to accomplish or achieve the things that God has set for them, the goals that God has set for them, then I have to ask myself the question, why does that happen? Well, it certainly can't be that they're not equipped, because it would be inconsistent with the nature of God. Therefore, it must be that it has something to do with their belief, that they can or cannot, that they are capable or they're not capable, something that has to do with their whole faith system. And I believe that when a person has a barrier in their faith, or barrier to their faith, that somehow they'll never be able to achieve, never be able to accomplish what God has set for them. The title of this message is Breaking Down the Faith Barrier. And I want you to turn, if you will, to Exodus chapter 3, because what I would like to do, I would like to illustrate this whole principle in the life of Moses. One of the wonderful things about the Word of God is this: it does not give us these beautiful pictures of perfect men and women, but men and women who struggle with the same things you and I struggle with. And I think all of us would have to admit that there are times when we face challenges in our life, tasks in our life, goals in our life that God has set for us, that oftentimes our faith wavers. That is, we are not sure we're going to be able to accomplish this, not quite certain we're going to be able to achieve this. And I think about all those people who are looking at the goals that they are trying to achieve, and looking at the battle before them and all the challenges and the obstacles, and probably oftentimes their faith wavers to think, well, I hope I can, maybe I can, maybe it won't work. Well, God knows how all of us waver, and so He did not give us a group of men and women in the Scripture who had perfect faith, but men and women whose faith wavered just like ours. And what we have to ask is, what is it that keeps us from being able to believe God when it is so absolutely necessary and so essential to achieve those things that He wants us to achieve in life? So I want us to give us a little background here in the life of Moses, because the very same things that you and I have to deal with no exception, He dealt with them. He failed the same way we fail, and yet God was able to bring him through it just like He is us. And here is a tremendous lesson for all of us, beginning in chapter 3, verse 1. Remember now that Moses was in Egypt, and you recall that now he's on the backside of the desert. He's been there for 40 long years. Verse 1. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I'm aware of their suffering. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. And now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. Well, that's when things turned a little dim for Moses, because he was not excited about that last part. Here he was, kneeling or probably lying prostrate before the presence of Almighty God, listening to God reveal himself. And then all of a sudden he finds himself the object of the call of God to a task of which, of course, he absolutely was not excited about whatsoever. It is in his response to this call from God that I want us to see this man struggling with his faith. And what you'll find here is you'll find Moses giving God five excuses for why he could not obey him. How many of us have done the same thing? Maybe less excuses or maybe more, but we thought we had some rather well-defined, clearly effective, persuasive excuses that God would back off and say, well, you know, on the basis of what you've said, and thinking about this a second time, I'm probably going to just cancel this call and call somebody else. How many times has God ever said, you won, I lose? Anybody? Nobody. God has never issued a call and said, well, you know what, I was mistaken. I have the wrong person. This is a mistake. He never does that. He challenges our faith because God knows when our faith is challenged, we grow up. What God is looking for and what he's doing is growing up his saints. And so in this call of Moses, a man who was called to a great work, a great adventure, a great ministry, a great blessing, and a great place in human history. His response was the kind of response that oftentimes God gets from the most committed believers. When we face something we are not quite sure we know how to handle, or some kind of contest in life that we're not sure we're going to get through in the way that we would like to.